because I can't pick it up, no, you know. Another basic thing, but a little off, a little queer.
Okay.
And a lot of words we use now, just to say it's weird it looking old guy, you know. That's all the same thing too.
Okay. Get back to food for a while. Say, you know, if you were frying a chicken, usually there's a piece that the kids like to get, so one can grab hold of one part of the bone and one the other, you know, and pull on it.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
They call it a wishbone.
Now what's the story? What's the superstition behind that?
Well, I tell you, on those wishbones, when I was a kid, We pull them things all the time, you know. They don't do it no more now. But when I was coming up, you'd make a whoosh. And one catch this and one catch this. And the one that, when you pull that bone, have the longest piece, he decays into having the better luck in the one with the short piece. That's what it was all about, you know. But wasn't nothing to it. It was just... Yeah, just superstition. That's all it was. Now, you take when it was coming up, we never did throw that bone away until we done that. That's right. That's right. Every time my mother would cook a chicken. Now, I didn't see the old folks doing that, but we kids, I guess we got it from them, but we kids done it all the time. Every time, I never did see my mother pull that wishbone, what is it called, you know. But we kids done it all the time.
Right.
I can't remember when I stopped doing it. I think I done it after I'm married. Me and my wife used to. Yeah, but now we don't care nothing about it, don't you? I don't even think about it.
Well, when you were coming up, did people eat the inside parts of the hog, like maybe the lungs or the intestines or, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah. They eat the guts and stuff. Well, I guess they still call them chillings. That's all I ever heard of, chillings, you know.
Right.
Yeah, chillings. Well, I think you call them then the same name as they got now, you know. Chillings, maul, tripes. Stuff like that. I think they still got that same name.
All that was edible?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that. Now you take a hole. We could eat everything about a hole, except manure, you know. Everything. You can use everything about a hole. Now you take the hooves on a hole. The old folks, you'd save the hoofs, you know. They would heat it, put it in hot water, and then slip the hoofs off, you know. And save it, and make tea.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Make tea out of those hoofs.
You ever had that?
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd it taste?
Well, it tastes kind of like a broth, you know. They didn't have no salt or nothing in it, you know, just
like a broth. Yes, sir.
I drunk all kinds of stuff. That stuff I was telling you about, everlasting tea and all.
Everlasting tea.
Yeah.
I remember that. Did you ever hear of any kind of meat from inside of a hog called a haslet or a hashlet?
Yeah, that's now I think, as far as I can remember, I think that was